Good morning, Angelic. You are tuning into the Double Take with DJ Entendre, aka A1C Barquette. It is currently 8:06 in the morning. That means we are just getting started. But first things first, I want to know which musician or band do you think has the best live performances? Head over to the AFN Angelic Facebook page, leave a comment, and let me know. Now, I want to know what artist you think has the best live performances. I feel like there's a lot of really great options to choose from. And my personal favorite, Tyler. Tyler and Kali Uchis, in my opinion, are unmatched when it comes to stage presence, presentation. They just go all out. It's crazy. I've seen them in concert 2 times now, both of them 2 times. And both times have been absolutely amazing. It's definitely an experience. But I think objectively, Maybe Michael Jackson is the best live performer of all time. I don't know. What do you think? I feel like he's just cemented himself in such a way where he can step on any stage, or he used to be able to, and just kind of control the entire stage and the crowd, and his presence was just insane back in the day. Never got to see him live, but I wish I could have. But head over to the AFN Angelic Facebook page. Let me know who you think has the best live performances of all time. Now, Glick had just happened this weekend, Gladiator 2 and Wicked playing in theaters. I don't know if you saw it, but let's talk a little bit about movie theater etiquette after this next song. Feels like the walls are in. Now, Gladiator 2 and Wicked were playing in the theater this weekend, this past weekend. People are saying that this is this year's Barbie. What do you think? I'm not really sure. I don't know if the hype is quite matched as the Barbie and Oppenheimer hype of 2023 that like actually brought back theater experiences for everyone. But I've heard good things. I haven't seen Gladiator or Wicked yet, but I've heard that they're both really good movies and worth checking out. But if you are checking them out, let's talk a little bit about movie theater etiquette when you go to see that movie. Because, you know, it's a double feature. So a new poll in 2024 looked at, you know, where are the red lines for top 10 things you should never do while you're in the movies? And number one was FaceTiming someone. Only 4% of people think that's okay, which I think is so funny that even 4% of people think that's okay, considering, I don't know if you remember back in the day when people would sneak in camcorders to bootleg movies and sell them before they got released online. But now it's like, oh yeah, you just sit in the movie theater and FaceTime someone and have them watch the movie with you. Absolutely insane. Number two is leaving trash behind when you leave. Nah, well, I feel like this is debatable because they do come and clean the movie theater afterwards. But if you want to be nice and maybe help out the movie theater people who probably aren't getting paid enough, if we're being honest, then maybe pick up that trash, throw it in the trash can right before you leave. Number three is talking on the phone. Absolutely not. Just like FaceTiming, I feel the exact same way. Terrible. Number four is revealing the plot out loud before it happens. 6% of people think that's fine. I think those 6% of people are absolutely insane. Number five is putting your feet on the seat in front of you. Yes, children, if you're listening, do not do this, because I've only ever had children do this to me, whether it's on an airplane or a movie theater. It's so, so annoying. Number six is bringing your dog. Unless it's a service animal, then yeah, of course. Which I agree. Number seven is eating or drinking too loudly. I disagree. You can do what you want. You paid for the ticket. You paid for the food. You can eat and drink as loud as you want to, in my personal opinion. Just hopefully it's not right next to me. Number eight is talking at full volume. 11% of people think this is okay. Man. Nine, taking photos or recording a video. And 10, yelling at strangers because they did something rude. 17% of people said that this is okay to do. I don't think there's any need to yell, if we're being honest. I think there's probably more civil ways you can handle that situation aside from screaming in the middle of the movie theater and interrupting everyone's movie experience. And while you may have missed The Gladiator 2 and Wicked in the theaters this past weekend, the Glicked reveal, looks like this weekend we're going to have Red One playing in the theaters at 7 o'clock on Friday. Venom is going to be playing at 7 o'clock, which I've heard is pretty cool. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard good things about the new Venom movie. And Juror 2 is going to be playing at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Worth checking out if you are a Venom fan, or maybe you liked the first Juror, never saw it. couldn't really speak on that too much. But yeah, check it out this weekend. I don't know if you heard, but Kendrick Lamar just dropped a new album, and it's really good. Let's talk about it after this next song. Now, I don't know if you heard, but Kendrick Lamar just dropped a new album. No warning, no buildup, no anything. Caught a lot of people off guard. Caught me off guard. I was just chilling, and all of a sudden, I checked my Spotify, tried to put on some music, and saw that Kendrick dropped a new album. Pretty nuts, and it turns out it's really good. I don't know if you have listened to it or if you like hip-hop, but if you do, it's definitely worth checking out. Some quotes, people online are saying that this is a very ambitious project. It, to me personally, it feels like Kendrick is just trying to like let out some of his creative energy, and it seems like Rating Game Music said the same thing. It reminds us why he's one of the greats, but added overall, I don't think this album feels like a monumental release. It's more of a creative purge, a way for Kendrick to get a few ideas out of his system. I guess the real project is on the horizon, and some speculate that he may be dropping another album featuring Taylor Swift. I don't know, we'll see what happens, but it's a really good album. Overall, I would say it's fantastic. If the leak from the beginning of the Not Like Us music video is finally fully fleshed out, we've been waiting for it all summer. It's finally here. I couldn't be happier. It's called Squabble Up, in case you want to just listen to that one song. Absolutely amazing. And Kendrick Lamar and SZA had SZA as a happy little special appearance on the album, which is also unexpected, because I don't think SZA has been on any of his albums before. And obviously, Lil Wayne had to come out and said, I think my hard work let Lil Wayne down, said Kendrick Lamar. And Lil Wayne said he came to congratulate him after dropping this album. Obviously, a few digs at Drake on the album, but overall, I feel like it felt more like Kendrick was just trying to get things off his chest and let his creative juices flow with this album. Pretty good album. Definitely go check it out. It's called GNX on Spotify and Apple Music. But if you're playing it, make sure you're not blasting it in the dorms, because the dorms' quiet hours are actually 24/7. You never know who's just getting off when you're getting back, or who's going into work when you are, you know, trying to sleep. Respect those quiet hours. Don't blast music. Don't be loud. Don't be throwing parties in the dorms. And while we do not have anything off of the new Kendrick album yet, we're not that quick. We do have some Kendrick here for you guys to enjoy. Native American Cultural Heritage Month celebrates the rich cultures and tradition, history, and contribution of Native American people in America. We acknowledge and appreciate the diverse cultures, histories, and their contributions to the United States military. Who's somebody? You're listening to The Double Take with DJ Entendre, aka A1C Barquette. If you've been listening along, then you know we've been talking about some pretty interesting things. If you just joined us, welcome. Make sure you stay tuned for some more interesting things right after this next song.